This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The Johns Hopkins Resource Center reports that there are more than 84 million global COVID-19 cases. The U.S. continues to have more cases than any place else, with more than 20 million infections, approximately one-fourth of the world's cases. India records the second highest toll, followed by Brazil. British health officials are reactivating emergency hospitals that were built at the start of the pandemic as the country struggles to cope with the spread of a more infectious variant of the coronavirus. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
Concerns are mounting about the ability of the National Health Service to cope with the anticipated increase in people seeking treatment for COVID-19 that could be fueled further by holiday gatherings. The spike in new cases is said to be due to a new, more contagious variant of the virus, first identified around London and the southeast of England. Britain already has Europe's second highest virus death toll of more than 74,000. Currently, two vaccines have been approved for use in the UK. Around 1 million people have received the first dose. Sarah Bassett, London.
The US starts the new year with more than 348,000 coronavirus deaths and the new, more contagious strain spreading. AP's Julie Walker reports.
California started the new year by reporting a record 585 coronavirus deaths in a single day, and health officials there say they have four confirmed cases of the new COVID strain. Meanwhile, large gatherings continue. In New York, sheriffs broke up three New Year's Eve parties with big groups of maskless revelers. One had 300 people, and there were reports of other illegal events around the country. This all comes as the race to vaccinate millions of Americans is off to a slower, messier start than public health officials and leaders of Operation Warp Speed expected.